welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, UCM partners, my radio family. I bless you in the name of the Lord, and it's good to be back with you. It's good to be able to share the word of the Lord. And for those of you who are part of my UCM family who receive my monthly letters, you know that I've been gone for several weeks. My only brother passed away, who lived in the Phoenix area, and I had to go down and am still in the process of completing all the business of his final affairs, and I'm tired. So if I'm not as lively as usual, please bear with me. However, we are requested, we are actually encouraged and commanded by the Word to be instant in season and out of season, so that when God allows things to occur in our lives that drain our strength, perhaps spiritually, emotionally, psychologically, physically, it's so that He can receive glory, because we have this treasure in us. It's that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Paul said, when I am weak, then I am strong. And so for those of you who are listening and are going through difficult times, some of you, I know, UCM partners, you've lost dear loved ones. And what a blessing, as it was for my brother, to know that he is with the Lord. That is our eternal home, to be with the Lord. And let me just encourage those of you who are praying for unsaved loved ones, children or spouses or family members, as aunts and uncles and cousins or dear friends that do not know the Lord, or perhaps their relationship with the Lord is somewhat shaky, or they're backslid. There were times in my brother's life I really questioned where he was at with the Lord, but let me just share, God is faithful. And in this last year or two, even though he had major physical conditions in his body, yet his death was unexpected. And let me just say, we learn from lessons when we lose loved ones. Some of you have those who are very close to you, or perhaps you are facing a situation that in the natural does not have a positive conclusion as far as recovery. Yet we do not need to be afraid. We know that our times are in His hand. He is a God of miracles, of great compassion and great love. And we can entrust our days as well as our loved ones into His hands, even though there may be rebellion and stubbornness and just a turning from everything that would seem to be in a right direction as far as walking with the Lord. Know that God is faithful. And so I do have that confidence. My brother is with the Lord. And with that comes a great burden that those we know and love, and that I feel that for my partners, that the time is growing short, that we must continue in our efforts of prayer, of being Christ-like in our ministry, in our witnessing and sharing God's word, because in God alone is our comfort. We're living in serious times, desperate times, just as the word declares. Paul wrote to Timothy, know this, that in the last times, perilous times shall come. And some of us who are up in years, we have seen that proliferation and spread and multiplication of evil in our own lifetimes, which is really just a very short period of a few decades. And so, beloved, I thank you for your prayers, my UCM partners, those who were aware of what's going, has been going on, and God is faithful. I certainly felt the prayers of my spiritual family. when I was away from Caldwell. But I'm back now behind the microphone, and I want to continue a message that I, of course, now you understand why I make broadcasts well in advance. One never knows what the day will hold. And so we were talking and sharing a message from Ezekiel, the 37th chapter, verses 1 through 14, which I've entitled Living Bones. And for all of our sakes, we've had a weekend between broadcasts. Let's just share what we have looked at thus far. We were seeing a picture in those first 14 verses of chapter 37, Ezekiel. Certainly it was a word addressed to natural Israel. And in verse 1 it says, The Lord, the prophet is speaking, the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of a valley which was full of bones. And we see that in just this first verse that God's power was operating in Ezekiel's life. That hand, the hand of the Lord was upon me, means God's power. And beloved, we need the power of God. We need to be in the Spirit to understand with spiritual understanding as the sons of Issachar, to discern the times and to know what, quote, Israel ought to do. Now, I thank God for the nation of Israel. God has not neglected or forgotten his promises toward natural Israel. But we as Gentiles have been grafted in, and I have grown in my, as I grow in the Lord, to truly love the Apostle Paul and the revelation that God gave him. We're no longer Jews. We're no longer Gentiles, but in Christ we are one new man. So while this does relate to natural Israel, yet we can relate it to believers everywhere, to the church. It was a valley of dry bones, and many today in their personal life, or even in terms of the body of Christ, those who declare themselves to be Christian, yet they have allowed the work of the enemy, apostasy, to have crept in. And just as Jesus spoke to the seven churches, he had something against them. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth, and Jesus will speak the truth. He is consummate love, but he will not allow sin. He will not allow the work of the enemy to prosper in our lives, just as this prodigal son. He was allowed, you know, let me just say this, in the King James Version, which is the one I use, that many of the Hebrew verbs are translated in a causative sense rather than in a permissive sense, which the original language promotes. And for example, in Isaiah 45:7, you know, I am the Lord, I create light and bring light out of darkness. And it says, I make peace, he says, and I create evil. But that is, in the Hebrew, it is the permissive sense. He allows evil because he is a God who is perfect and just, and there is no iniquity, no darkness in him. So he does not create evil, but just as he allows in the life of his children, he allows sometimes things that are not pleasant to occur, and he has his reasons for accomplishing that. He has given us power over all power of the enemy, all work of the enemy in our lives. But there are times, and there are times we walk in faith and we don't understand. Job did not understand what was occurring in his life. The experiences he was going through was not as a result of outright sin. He was a perfect and upright man, just in all of his ways. But it was the integrity of God, because God was being challenged by Satan that the only reason he serves you is because of your blessings upon his life. If you remove his blessing, your blessings from his life, he will curse you. And of course, he is, as I said, he's always been one of my heroes because he came through that test. Did he learn lessons? Of course. But he did not curse God and die, as his wife suggested. And so, beloved, we are living in times that are desperate, but we have to learn lessons from the Word of God. And so we see that the power of God was on Ezekiel. Beloved, the power of God needs to be on us. And there was a valley of dry bones, a picture of utter desolation, of wreckage, of ruined people. And many today, because of the situations on the earth, they become hopeless. They feel helpless. And we need to understand that while natural circumstances may look that way, these bones were dead. God asked the prophet, can these bones live? And of course, Ezekiel answers wisely, O Lord, thou knowest. And of course, the question is, yeah, the answer to the question is yes, because God says, that which is dead, he will make alive. In 2 Corinthians 1:9, it says, we have the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God, which raiseth the dead. And so, what we see in verse 4, the Lord says to the prophet, prophesy unto these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. And so he was commanded to prophesy. That Hebrew word naba means to bubble up. And scripture, I believe I shared, as I brought us to this point last week, John 5:28, marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice. And beloved, we're living in an hour right now that you and I need to be so sensitive to the Holy Spirit. And that's my prayer. Whatever I pray for myself in my own quiet time before the Lord, I pray for my partners. I pray for my radio family. I pray for the body of Christ in the earth, because I am praying according to what I know to be God's will, according to his word, as well as his heart of love for all of us. Well, my time has come to an end, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. But my prayer, beloved, is that whatever you're facing today, that God will strengthen you, that you will sense his power and his strength that goes beyond yours. And that's sometimes why he allows us to be in difficult and sad and heart-wrenching situations. So we will, first of all, experience his love and his power, and that we will be able to share with others. Amen. That's the Great Commission, beloved. To share the good word. I love you. Thank you so much for joining me today. And we're going to continue tomorrow and pick up right at this time that command to prophesy, to declare the word of the Lord. I love you. The announcer will give our contact information. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.